thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Let's have a look at some accessible technology, shall we? And today, the theme is fuss-free phones. Joined now by Mark Evans from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me on the show. Hope everybody's well. Hope you're well. We're going to talk about some fuss-free phone technology today. So fuss-free phones is a really, really simple, easy-to-use technology service which is adapted into mobile phones. Basically, it enables people to make and receive calls very, very simply by pressing one button, especially basically built into the back of the phone, a red tactile button. They get through to an operator, and then they can ask them to transfer them to a family member, or to ask them to write a text message to a family member, or check messages, or to say, have I received any calls from this person, and they'll be able to tell them.
I suppose it also is a way of vetting calls as well, isn't it?
Yeah, within the service, you actually get, within the actual fuss-free phone plan, they have a no-nonsense service policy, which they offer, so that actually helps people, because it's difficult enough to sometimes understand calls and sometimes get the information across. It's even more frustrating when you're getting nuisance calls taking up your time to try and sort out your bills or your things on your house or your property, or whether it's just, you know, the doctors, etc., and your day-to-day stuff. So it's a really, really popular service. It's a service which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The team are really friendly. They understand that they're working with RNIB, and the privilege of the partnership of working with RNIB, and the responsibility to understand and empathise and appreciate disability. And it's gone from strength to strength.
So what is the cost then of this? Does it vary?
Yeah, it does vary. There's different phone models available. There's three main models that we have. Just explain a little bit about those first. There's two that are clamshell designed and one that is more of a candy bar. And depending on the phone you pick, there's one cost. And then there are three sort of sub-costs to that, depending on if you go for a month service, 6 month service plan, or a 12-month service plan. So the customer has got the freedom and the flexibility to pick and choose with that. But it makes it that simple and not easy for people. They seem to be flying out the door.
Well, that's good news. We'll give you details at the end of how you can find out more about these. And you said you've got another one.
Yeah, there are more phones coming. There are nine options currently available. They're looking to do to adapt the technology in with more phones. They're also looking to enable people to actually use the cameras on their phones more, working with the agents at Fuss Free to identify people. So if you're at a bus stop and you're looking for a friend and you're visually impaired, to do that, to hold it up, and the agent will say, oh, does such and such look like this, or do they sound like that? They're perhaps over there, or they're right behind you, or they've just tapped you on the shoulder. To give people that sort of assurance and that confidence when they're out and about. They're also looking to improve the technology and to develop it into landline phones as well for people, so people can use the service from the luxury of their own home, as well as the mobile option of being out and about.
And the thing is, sometimes you hear people who are living with sight loss, and especially dealing with it perhaps early on, and there's that feeling of isolation, whereas that feeling of venturing out with a service like this perhaps gives you that feeling that you're not on your own.
I think that's a brilliant point, Simon. I couldn't have put that better myself. But also, it's not just the sight loss for a lot of people. Sometimes it's the dexterity issues. It may be mental health. It may be that people are suffering from a range of things. And this has proved to be particularly popular for them. Literally, just opening the phone up, turning it on, pressing that one button on the back, and going through to the agent. And the agent handling it for them. You do have a regular keypad on all of these, like a traditional phone, and you can still, if you've got enough residual sight, make the calls and use it that way. The cost for the services, for the initial service, for the 1 month options, is £20 for a month. And I generally, or we generally say to people to look at those options first, because we feel that it's going to give them an understanding of what's gone on. But also products like this are available in people's resource centres or societies for the blind. So they can go out and they can have a look and they can have a feel and they can see if they like it or not.
Well, it's certainly another option. If you have any queries on this, you'd like to find out more, it might be even for a family member actually, or if you have any questions on another aspect of accessible technology, it doesn't matter how small the question is or how big, a member of the team are only too happy to help you out. How do we get in touch with you and the team?
Yeah, so thank you again, Simon, to get in touch with us, and we are only too happy to help. You can do it via two ways. You can, first of all, you can contact the helpline and ask to speak to Technology for Life. So that's the telephone number 0303 123 9999. So that's 0303 123 9999. We're happy to take the calls. Or if you have access to the internet and to email, you can email the following. It's TFL, that's the letters TFL at rnib.org.uk, and we'll pick up your email and do the best we can to help you.
As always, Mark, a pleasure to chat with you, and we will catch up with you very soon.
Thank you very much, Simon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.